I guess you wouldn't find in Roswell.
And would you classify Roswell as more of like a suburb or a small town or a separate city altogether or any combination?
I mean, all of those words are pretty ambiguous as far as I'm concerned, but I've always just thought of it as a suburb.
Now, how do you yourself define suburbs?
sort of the outskirts of a city, of a large city, more spaced out, less population dense.
And how has the, I mean, in recent years, the increasing population of the metro area, how has that affected Roswell that you can see?
I haven't noticed it affecting Roswell as much. I know there's been a huge amount of growth. There's certainly been a lot of development in Roswell, of course, too, but I think it's more significant in places like Marietta and Sandy Springs, Norcross, some of the surrounding areas apart from Roswell, just because maybe the economic barrier in Roswell makes it more difficult for people from the cities to branch out into the suburb specifically. I don't know.
So has the area that you live in remained fairly static while you lived here?
No. My initial impression was yes, but when I think about it, for example, the intersection just right up the street, House and Rucker Road, none of that Publix wasn't there, that Eckerd wasn't there, that shopping center with the other Starbucks that I mentioned wasn't there. So a whole lot of development, not necessarily, well, yes, residential and commercial, I guess. I've seen a whole lot happen in my years here.
Do you find that to be negative, positive, or neither?
I'm kind of indifferent to it. It's just, a fact of the times that this is gonna happen, and yeah, I don't really react to it one way or the other. It's just, it's coming. I guess a lot of it's good. A lot of it's good.
Do people that live here consider themselves definitely be from Roswell, or do they consider themselves part of the Atlanta community, or both?
When you're describing where you're from to somebody who's not at all familiar with with Georgia, you would say Atlanta. If you're talking to somebody who is from Georgia, you would say Roswell.
Then how do people generally go into Atlanta? Do people drive more? Do they drive to the MARTA station? Or?
To get to concerts, to get downtown, anywhere downtown, to like a basketball game, to a Georgia Tech game, to get to Georgia Tech. A lot of people will take MARTA. I've drove up to the North Springs MARTA station several times and just taken MARTA into town. That's much less of a hassle than driving.
What kind of cars does your family drive?
Well, now we're driving the we're a very environmentally friendly family because we drive four SUVs now. My parents just both got new cars and ditched their cars they've had for 11 or 12 years. They kind of drive them until they break. So my dad just got rid of his Acura Legend and my 93 Acura Legend, and my mom just got, golly, he's had it for ages, 93 Acura Legend. And my mom just got rid of her Mazda 929 that she's had for several years. So now we drive, my first car and only car is a 1997 Honda CR-V that I'm very fond of. My brother drives he drives a Ford Explorer. My mom just got a Lexus SUV something that's going to help her fit in with her real estate friends. And my dad got another Acura. He got the Acura MDX that he's been coveting for a little while. So I'm happy for them that they've finally worked towards their cars.